The Gemara on Amud Aleph brought many Mishnayos. One, a very, very well-known Mishnah. Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin. Where the Mishnah says, Kol mitzvah saseh shehas man gerama, an noshim chayovim v'noshim peturois. V'shaleyas man gerama, echad noshim v'echad anoshim chayovim. We know the halacha, women are potter from all mitzvah saseh shehas man gerama. And the Gemara said, v'klolohu, is that true? I'll give you three examples of a mitzvah saseh shehas man gerama, that noshim achayev, matzah, simchin hal. I'll give you three examples of a mitzvah say shaloyas man garama then noshim apater Talmud Torah Piriviriv your opinion aben. And the Gemara says you're right, it's a good question. And in fact, when Rabbi Yochanan made his famous comment that ein lemeidim in aklolois va'afilu b'makom shema b'chutz, he was referring to that Mishnah. Because you're right, there are exceptions to the rule. There are examples of mitzvah say shaloyas man garama then noshim achayev, and then there are examples of mitzvah say shaloyas man garama where noshim are going to be potter. So there are many examples, gishmaki examples of mitzvah saseh shazman geroma that noshim are chayev. One example that the achronim discuss is a gemara in Masechtas Brachos Daf Ches Amud Beis, a halacha that everybody is familiar with. The pasuk says Shabbos Shabbosin hu lochem, referring to Yom Kippur. The inisem es nafsho yisechem betishol achodesh. You should fast on Tes Tishrei, me erev ad erev tishpesu shabbatchem. So it sounds like when you read the pasuk Parshas Emor that you're supposed to fast Yom Kippur on the ninth day of Tishrei. And everybody knows Yom Kippur is Yot Tishrei. It's not the ninth day of Tishrei. Says the Gemara, v'chi b'tisha mesanin. Do you fast on the ninth day of Tishrei? V'loy b'asara mesanin. Everyone knows Yom Kippur. It says another place in the Torah is Yot Tishrei. Elos, why did the Torah say teach me. If somebody eats and drinks b'chi, if somebody eats on Tes Tishrei and then he fasts on Yud Tishrei, it's malo olav akasuv kiilu misana chi vasiri. So of course you don't fast b'chi. You know what you do? You eat b'chi. If you eat b'chi, it's malo olav akasuv kiilu misana chi vasiri. So yesterday we mentioned that Rav Greenstein brings from the Shibali Alekid who said a dover nifla. He said that the Chazal were maflig when it comes to the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. Kaloichal b'chi, malo olav akasuv kiilu misana chi vasiri. So he says if you want to appreciate the depth, the oimek, the pnimi of why it is Chazal was so maflig when it comes to this idea, it's because the tzedukim, they used to fast b'chi. They said it's a passing in the Torah. It says, v'nisim esnafsho yiseichem b'tishol achodesh. And lohoitzi miliban shal tzedukim, it became a mitzvah. People literally eat the whole Erev Yom Kippur. You know why? Because the tzedukim used to fast on that day. And we're trying to show, we believe in the Torah Shavah Peh, that even though it says, v'nisim esnafsho yiseichem b'tishol, it doesn't really mean that. But the bottom line is, Chazal gave us a mitzvah. Brachas tav chesam in Beis, other places in Shas, there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Rabbi Kiva Eger was asked a shayla about a woman that was not well, and because she wasn't well, when she would eat, it was very, very hard for her, and very often she would have issues. Every time she would eat, she had medical issues, and she wanted to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Keminig Klal Yisrael, there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. And she had her father send a shayla to Rabbi Kiva Eger to find out whether she can eat. Meaning, there's a mitzvah to eat l'chayra, and if that's the case, you know, maybe she should push herself to eat. So it's interesting. Rabbi Kiva Eger writes to her. Number one, chalila v'chalila l'alecha. He says chalila for her to eat. Ulasha koisav shehi melumada v'gam chared l'dvar l'kim u'bekoishi tishmaloi atzasi. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says my eight says likach shamish eshnei shamashim. He said you should send. Apparently, she was going to eat. So Rabbi Kiva Eger had a work here. So he said, go send one person or maybe two people, lahagilo, and tell her, Shaba igarta mimeni, it's from Kivega talking, that a letter came from me, ligzera leha, bigzera chamura, shaloi toichal shum dover oidef amasha regila by b'chol yoy. She should eat the minimum, whatever doctors allow her to eat. But more than that, because there's a mitzvah to eat an Erev Yom Kippur, that's not something you should do. So Rabbi Kivega said, atzasi, here's my yetzah, send a shamish or two shamashim, lahagidla, shaba igarta mimeni, that a letter came from me, ligzera leo, bigzera chamura. The reason this is interesting is because Rabbi Akiva Eiger was such an honor. If you go through all the tshuvas, right, the Rashivas used to say that Tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Eiger is the best Musa Sefer, because he sees so much anava in Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger over here is talking in the first person. You don't see this every day. Shaboy Gartami Mani, go say that I said that it's Gzeirah. But either way, Rabbi Akiva Eiger took this very, very seriously. This was the health of this woman. And he said, you have to make sure she doesn't. That you have to make sure she doesn't. Then Rabbi Akiva Eiger, in one paragraph, gave us a gift. He said, the truth is that I don't really have time to be ma'ayin in this right now, but this whole idea that this woman feels that she has a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, and because of that she's going to push herself to eat, is not so pashut. Because is it so pashut that a woman has a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? At the end of the day, there is a mitzvah. But l'chura, the mitzvah is something you ma'ayin one day a year, on Tes Tishrei. And if that's the case, it's a mitzvah saseh shazman gerama. And we know that noshim apathe from all mitzvah saseh shazman gerama. So said Rabbi Akiva Eiger, aval ani novuch, b'chol noshim abriyos, when it comes to healthy women, im chayovas lechol b'erev Yom Kippur, the efshehim pturois, k'moy kol mitzvah saseh shazman gerama. Said Rabbi Akiva Eiger, oy loy. But I have another time. Maybe not. Why? Because Kivan dekramapik lobeloshin betisha lachoidish be'erev. Chazal didn't say go eat on Erev Yom Kippur. What did Chazal say? You should fast on Erev Yom Kippur. And Chazal said that from there we learn that if you eat on Erev Yom Kippur, it's ki'ilu isana chivasiri. So it sounds like eating on Erev Yom Kippur is somehow related. It's mikushar, or at the very least, it's hookish to fasting on Yom Kippur. It's ki'ilu isana chiv asiri. Memeila kosha mechuyev betainas asiri mechuyev lekayev ve'inisim lechol b'chi. It could be it's one din. So mitzad echa said Rabbi Akiva Eiger, maybe Nashim should be potter from the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, because the mitzvah says she's mangarama. Mitzad sheni, you see this hekish of ki'ilu isana chiv asiri. So could be, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it's chadino. Maybe it's really one alocha. And kosha mechuyev betainas asiri mechuyev lekayev ve'inisim. Said Rabbi Akiva Eiger, v'tzorich iyan le'es. He says, I don't have time to be ma'ayin, and because of that, I'm blibing tzorachin. Right? You always have to be medayik, Rabbi Akiva Eiger's tzorachins. This is v'tzorachin le'isapnai. I mean, this is not a v'tzorachin, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, where I'm stumped, but poshut, it's a v'tzorachin le'isapnai. Either way, Rabbi Akiva Eiger said that he didn't really have enough time to be ma'ayin in this shiloh, whether or not Noshim should be chayiv in the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. However, Rabbi Akiva Eiger's enikel, the ksav soifer, Ksav Soifer, Rabbi Akiva Eiger's grandson. Ksav Soifer's father was the Chasam Soifer, who was a son-in-law of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So the Ksav Soifer, Rabbi Akiva Eiger's enikel, he wrote a tshuva. It's in Shailos HaTshuvas Ksav Soifer, it's a Rechaim Simin Kuf Yud Beis, where he discusses this Shaila. A woman potter from the mitzvah to eat an Erev Yom Kippur, are they chayiv? Why would you think they're potter? Because the mitzvah says, has man gerama. What's the tzad they should be chayiv? Because Chazal say, kolo oichel b'chi, umisane v'asiri, malol of akosov, kivu asana, chi v'asiri. So it sounds like it's part of the tainus of asiri. So if they're chayiv in the tainus of asiri, of course women have to fast on Yom Kippur, so then maybe women should have the mitzvah to eat b'chi as well. So the Ksav Sefer goes through a lot of different stardom, hafoichba, v'afoichba, the kulubah, like Ben Bagbag said, but just a few takeaways from the tshuva. He says, does the Ksav Sofer, that I think it's posher to me that women should be chayiv. And he says, the reason is, because if you take a look in Rashi, in Masechtas Yuma, Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis, that's one of the places that the Gemara brings this chazal, that there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Rashi says as follows, the Kaloymar, what's the yisoid? What's the reason? So Rashi is a shtickle derish time of the crow. The reason there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur is haskein atzmecha b'chi, prepare yourself on Erev Yom Kippur, shetucha l'esanes basiri, so that you'll be able to fast basiri. Meaning it's not l'hoitzim yulibin shal tzedakim. The reason is, haske natzmecha b'chi, prepare yourself on Erev Yom Kippur, shetucha l'esanes basiri, so that you'll be able to fast on asiri. Meaning it's related to preparing for the tainus. Chazal, with the Torah, wanted us to prepare properly for the tainus. So you know what you should do? Make sure you eat, because if you don't eat, you're not going to be prepared for the fast, and then you're not going to be able to deher and internalize the Yom Kippur. So the yisoid of eating on Erev Yom Kippur is haskein atzmecha b'chi shetucha l'sanes basiri. So says the Ksav Sofer, if that's the case, it makes sense that any person that has the chi of the fast certainly should have this idea of haskein atzmecha. It's mamish, a preparation for the tainus. So it's a preparation for the tainus that it's poshut that women should have it as well. And he has a tushtel. He says, the Gemara says that women are chayiv in mezuzah. Even though the Gemara had a tzad based on a hekesh that women should be potted from mezuzah, the Gemara says the chayiv in mezuzah. He says, you know why? Because what's the idea of mezuzah? L'man yirbu yumeichem v'mei v'neichem. So the Gemara, v'chinoshi leipo chayi. It's a Gemara kedush in daflam adal. But women don't need life? So women don't need to prepare for the tainus. So women also have to prepare for the tainus. So if the side of the tainus is rashi yuma peyal from the base, so says the Ksav Sofer that in Tzvara it's Pasha that that's the way it should be. Then he says, I found that it's a Mefurish of Maril. The Maril was asked the following question. You have to listen to Lashonei Hazov of the Maril. Sha'alu l'mari segal. This is the Maril talking. Al shenadra sheloi lecho basar v'loi lishtes yayin. Al shenadra. Sounds like a woman. Al shenadra, she made a neder that she's not going to eat meat, she's not going to drink wine, rak b'Shabbos v'yontif. With the exception of Shabbos v'yontif. Madina. Right, Madina. What's her din? The Erev Yom Kippurim. An Erev Yom Kippur. So she made it that she can never eat wine, or drink wine, or eat meat, except for Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's Erev Yom Kippur. She wants to know, could I eat meat or could I drink wine? The Heshev, the Maril Segal responded, said the Maril, she muteres lechol kol ritzoyna. She can eat whatever she wants. Ulisameach libe b'yom zeh. The Nami Miskari Yontif, because it's considered a Yontif. Says the Ksav Sofer. Hine, Miloshin HaSheela V'Atshuva Nira Shabi'isha Hoya HaSheela. If he doesn't say Mefurish, but just read the grammar. It's clearly, it's a woman asking the question, and the Maril Segal was talking to a woman. It's very, very obvious. Upshita Leila Maril, says the Ksav Sofer, the Mechuyeves Kamayish, V'loi Don Al Zekla. Because if you're going to tell me, said the Ksav Sofer, that a woman doesn't have a mitzvah to eat an Erev Yom Kippur, so it's not Yontif for her. Why should it be Yontif? It's only Yontif if she has a mitzvah. So he said from the Maril, and the Maril Segal, the Ksav Sofer said it was poshut to me that you see that there was no shaila that it's a mitzvah. The shaila was, is it yontif? That was the shaila. And that was the noisei over there, and that was the Maril Segal that the Maril brought down, that the Heshev Shemuteris Lechel Kol Ritzoyna, Umlesameach Liba B'yoimzeh, this is a good yisoy, the Nami Miskari Yontif, that Erev Yom Kippur is called yontif. But the bottom line is you see that it was a yontif even for the woman, that at the very least she had a mitzvah. So said the Ksav Sofer, I think it's a Mefurish of Maril. And then he says, V'kasha binoisi b'svarim. So he said, I started being ma'ayin the svarim, meaning I thought that from this Maril, and based on my svar, Rashi says, that why do you eat an Erev Yom Kippur? Haski n'atzvucha b'chi, shetucha l'sanis b'asiri, it's a preparation. So even though it's a zman gerama, it's like mezuzah where the Gemara says there's a woman, reason for a woman to be potter. But b'chinoshi lobo chai. So it makes perfect sense that a woman should have this mitzvah. But he said, I wasn't comfortable. So I started being ma'ayin in the svarim. So he says, I started looking around. Matzasi ro'isi. Acharei Roy Kodesh Echad. I found one Kodesh, Michoivrei Chibur, who was one of the Mechaber Svarim, Nichnas Lebeis HaSafik. He entered this Safik Umedaber, and he talked about it. Haloi Niyu Zikeni, it's my Zeda. Moiri Verabi, Moira Goyle, Moireno, Rab Rab Kiva Eger, Zeichet Tzadik Levrocha. Bechu voice of Madura Kamen Simen Tezayin. Shem Mesupik, he had the same Shahlo. Im Isha Mechuyavis Memitzvazu. And then he says, V'iniach Betzorich Iyun Ad Esa Pnai. He said, Sarachin, why? He said, because I don't have time to be my, this is a Rabbi Kivager, that's Sarachin be'esapnai. V'anachnu, he says, Matsonu hadovim mefurish b'menhoge maril. He says, I think I found it in the maril. V'itarnu dinoi b'nesinas tam l'shvach. And we gave a nice reason. We shtotsu the Rashi in Mesechtes Yumadav Peyala from the base. V'ateres zekenen b'nei bonim. Says, this is my Zayda, and Ateres Zekenin, the crown of the Zaydas B'nei Bonim, and I was Zoycha to put a crown on my Zayda, Rab Kiva Eger. Kiva said he didn't have time, it was Sarachin Ke'es Apnai, and Baruch Hashem, I was able to find the time, and I found the Maril that my Zayda didn't have time to find, the Ateres Zekenin B'nei Bonim. The Ksav Sofer says, I heard a story once that Rav Shach said that he once asked the Kasha, I think it was to Rab Chaim Oizer. He asked the Kasha to Rab Chaim Oizer. Rabbi Chaim Oizer was very excited with the kasha, and he jumped up to the Svarim Shank, and he found some abstract Svar Sefer, a Shailos a Tshuva Sefer, and he showed Rabbi Shach that you mechavim to the kasha. He said years later, many, many years later, he found the kasha in Tshuva's Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Shach said, I found the kasha in Tshuva's Rabbi Kiveger. And it bothered him. Why did Rabbi Chaim Moser show him that it's a Tshuva's Rabbi Kiveger? He found some sefer somewhere in a Tshuva sefer. He said, how come he didn't show him it was a Tshuva's Rabbi Kiveger? And he said he realized afterwards that Rabbi Chaim Moser didn't want to embarrass him. Because he held that Rabbi Shach should have known Tshuva's Rabbi Kiveger. He said he should have known it, and he didn't want to embarrass him. So if it's Rabbi Kiveger's kasha, how did you not know Tshuva's Rabbi Kiveger? So he found it in some sefer somewhere. It's like this, yeah, you're mechavin to a kasha. How would you know this kasha exists? He said it at Fashtanin, that was the reason. Rav Chaim Weizer knew Tshuva's Rav Kiveger. If I cared, it was so pashat in Tshuva's Rav Kiveger that how you're talking, I'm asking him a kasha that Rav Kiveger asked. You're supposed to know Tshuva's Rav Kiveger. But either way, that's what the Ksav Sofer said. Kasha b'noisi b'sfarim, matzasi ro'isi achri ro'i kodish echa michoy rechibur nichnas l'beis ha-sofeg u'medaber haloi niu zekeni moir v'rabi moir ha-goyla moirenu ha-rab Rav Kiveger zatzal b'tshuva. So he said he found that it was a Tshuva's Rav Kiveger. But then the Ksav Sofer continues. He says, I think there's another shayla that you can clear that really is totally in the same shayla. What's a halacha if somebody is going to have to eat on Yom Kippur? He's a chayla. And the doctor said that he has to eat on Yom Kippur. Does he have a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur as well? Or no? So Tzedek Sof, I think it's mamish the same shayla. If eating on Erev Yom Kippur and fasting Yom Kippur are two independent mitzvahs, they have nothing to do with each other. So if that's the case, then just because you're not going to be fasting in Yom Kippur doesn't mean you shouldn't have a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. If, however, it's one mitzvah, it's totally zebezeh. And that's why women, hagam, they should have been potter from eating on Erev Yom Kippur. Why? Because some mitzvahs I say, shas man garam. Afilu hachi, they're going to be chayiv. Why? Because it's totally in fasting. I mean that women have a mitzvah to fast. Some male, they're going to have a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur as well. So here it goes in the fakertes svara that this person who's not going to be fasting on Yom Kippur, so l'chayre, this person shouldn't have a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur either, because that totally is Ebezeh. In other words, this is the chakira, the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur and the mitzvah to fast on Yom Kippur. Is it one big mitzvah, or are they two separate mitzvahs? If it's one big mitzvah, then noshim are going to be chayiv, even though usually they'd be potter from mitzvah aseh shas man garama. The flip side is, a chayla is going to be potter. Because a chayla who is not going to be fasting Yom Kippur, so he has no mitzvah not to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. If they're two independent mitzvahs, so then a woman is going to be potter, because I gam she's chayav to fast on Yom Kippur. This is a separate mitzvah. And l'chur, this is a regular mitzvah aseh, she has man garama. And a chayla that's going to be eating on Yom Kippur will still have the mitzvah to go ahead and to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. There's more in the Tshuva's Chassam Sofer. Maybe we'll pick this up on another day.